More gunfire and explosions in the Thai capital. Two red shirts are killed Saturday morning as army troops clash with anti-government protesters. Thailand's army is tightening its grip on the anti-government red shirt protesters in Bangkok. These are the latest pictures taken Saturday morning. At least two red shirt protesters have been killed in early violence. Explosions and gunfire are echoing around the capital. Red shirts have dodged tear gas, rubber-coated steel bullets, and on occasion live rounds to set fire to government vehicles. The latest deaths mean 18 people have been killed since Thursday night when troops moved in to close off the anti-government barricades. It's fueling fears that what started as a government crackdown to end 2 months of protests might turn into something even more serious. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has urged both sides to avoid further violence and loss of life. Well, Wayne Hay joins us on the phone from Bangkok. Wayne, we're looking at these pictures this morning there in the Thai capital. What's the latest that you're seeing on the ground there?
We're seeing fairly quiet scenes, tense though, Selena, as there are patches of gunfire bursting out around the city. But for the most part, things are fairly quiet. We've just been at an area where the troops have sealed off an area of Ramaphore Road, the main road running across the front main entrance to the red shirt area. They have trapped some red shirt protesters outside of their protest site, so those protesters can no longer get inside the protest area. They're about 100 metres apart, and the protesters getting more and more cheeky by the minute, coming closer to those troops and throwing some petrol bombs, setting tyres alight and rolling them towards the soldiers. At times, the soldiers firing shots in the direction of the protesters. But it is quite a heavily fortified area now. There are a lot of military vehicles securing that area. So it's difficult to see in that particular part of the city how more clashes can erupt, because what started this on Friday was the red shirts coming out of the protest site. At the moment, that area seems to be quite well sealed off.
Do you get a sense that this is just a pause in the fighting, or that both sides might be trying to come to some sort of a compromise?
There's no word on any compromise from the behind the scenes. We did hear from the government late on Friday night that there would be no more talks. There were rumours flying around that there were talks going on, but the government came out and said, no, we're not negotiating at the moment. And we heard at the same time that there was this split within the red shirt leadership. Certainly the areas where we have been this morning, it would be very easy for that situation to flare up once again once the sun goes down. At the moment, like I say, it's very difficult for those red shirts to approach that military line without the soldiers firing upon them. Once night falls, though, that, I guess, raises the danger level yet again that those clashes could erupt.
You've been covering this story on and off for us since those first clashes began. Do you get the sense now from the red shirts that some of those supporters may be dispersing, that support may be dwindling for them, or are they remaining defiant?
Well, we were inside the red shirt protest area on Friday, and it certainly was very quiet in there, a lot quieter than I had seen it in a long time. So I think a lot of those moderate protesters may have moved on. They had, in the last few days, put out a call for more red shirts, of course, to come from those northeastern areas to join the protest. That is almost impossible now because of this blockade that the troops have put in place. It is basically the entire protest site has been sealed off. They're encouraging still the government and the military, encouraging those people inside to leave. In fact, they're offering to help them leave by putting on free transport from Bangkok back to those northeastern areas if those people choose to go home.
Okay, Wayne, thank you. We'll come to you throughout the day. Wayne Hay there live for us in Bangkok. So what is it the red shirts are demanding? Well, basically, they want Prime Minister Abhisit Wichachiwad to dissolve parliament, paving the way for new elections. The red shirts consider the current government illegitimate. And they want Deputy Prime Minister Suthep Thuksuban tried for the deaths of 25 people killed in a security crackdown on the 10th of April. Oshon Boomprakon is a spokesman with the red shirts. He says the group is trying to restart peace talks again.
We're trying to reduce this senseless killing. We are aware that we are fighting only to ask for dissolution from the government, not to sacrifice lives. And that's the reason we enter into the process of reconciliation for the first place. And last night we asked for a ceasefire and then suspend of emergency decree. And former Chairman Virat Musikapong is still very, very close to us. I think he sent his secretary to talk to us yesterday.
All right.
And we knew that there is a mission trying to stop this senseless killing by him. We are trying to restart that process again. And I think this is why we had the last minute peace proposal carve up last night. And at this point, for us, we want to go extra mile for peace, make sure no one got killed anymore. And then we could re-enter into the peace process negotiation again.
Well, Panattern Wattani Yagaun is the spokesman for the Thai government. He joins us on the line now from Bangkok. Thank you for joining us. Obviously a very volatile situation there in the Thai capital. We heard just then from a spokesman with the Red Shirt saying they would be keen to restart peace talks. Is the government also keen to restart negotiations?
The positions of the Prime Minister is very clear. When the process ends, he will resume implementing the reconciliation plan, and also consider the election after that. The election date was set on the 14th of November, but was rejected by the Red Shirt people.
So where is the Prime Minister now, and why aren't we hearing from him?
He's in the Situation Room along with other Deputy Prime Ministers and Ministers and the Chief of the Military trying to assess the situation and implemented security policies to make sure that all people in Thailand are safe.
What is the government strategy now then?
Yesterday the security officers began setting up checkpoints around the demonstrating areas. Some of the members of the demonstrators went out of the demonstration area and joined with others with weapons and began attacking the government forces throughout the night. About 17 at least bombs have been exploded among those checkpoints, injured officers, and the officer began to put down these attacks. And throughout the night, there are various attacks of the government checkpoints. We have some casualties, regrettably. And today, the government officers are now able to secure those checkpoints and begin to secure the area.
You're saying you're trying to secure the area and trying to protect the wider public, but already we've seen 18 people killed.
Those people have been injured, or some of them have been, some of them lost their lives. In the attacks when they began attacking the checkpoints. This will not happen if they stay in the area. Last night, it's about 6,000 people still in the area, safely in Ratchaprasong business district. In the six other areas that they went out and began attacking the checkpoints, these are the casualties that took place.
All right, Panattern Wattani Yagaun, the spokesman for the Thai government. Thank you for taking the time there to give us the government's perspective on events in Bangkok. We can go to our correspondent Ella Callan live in the Thai capital. Ella, what's the latest from your position there?
Well, inside the protest site right now, it's quite quiet. The leaders are still addressing the faithful who are gathering around that main stage. Several questions remain, basically based on what the government spokesman Panattern just said. Indeed, some of the pictures that we're seeing show that people are being shot at rather indiscriminately, it seems, particularly footage of some reporters that were actually continued to be fired upon once they were injured. It's a very confusing situation right now. What I'm seeing here somewhat contradicts what he was saying about sealing off the protest site. Certainly on the side peripheries, people are still able to get in and out. And what we're going to have to watch for now is the reaction of the red shirts. Some of the sources up in the northeast are telling me that their buses have been prevented from coming into Bangkok. And some of the more hardline red shirts now say they're looking at other creative ways to get in here themselves. They're getting into cars and still trying to get in here. It does appear, as Wayne Hay said earlier, that some of the more moderate people are starting to leave the protest site, but certainly there are still thousands of people down there, and there are still thousands that are willing to defend the barricades, and that's where the fighting is breaking out. Also, if you listen to the Red Shirt radio and various means that they're using to communicate with their followers, they're certainly now suggesting that people should take the battle to the soldiers themselves, that they should be stockpiling tyres and things in order to burn. And that's the really scary thing, is once they actually contain this protest site and seal it off, they can still expect to see other pockets of violence breaking out, particularly if people are stopped from coming into the city, and if at those checkpoints the red shirts then try and surround the soldiers, which we've seen them do on other occasions in the past.
If this does erupt into full-scale fighting, I mean, obviously, there, you mentioned there have been pockets of violence. Thailand has this history of military coups. Is there a sense that martial law will eventually have to be imposed and that possibly the army is going to have to take over?
Well, that's certainly the next stage, declaring martial law. And I think that if this situation continues in the coming days, that will be one option that will have to be looked at. There's a lot of talk at the moment because we haven't seen Prime Minister Abhisit Wichachiwa come out and speak since these latest violence erupted on the streets. There's a lot of talk about who is in charge. People want to see that he's the one commanding the situation. Certainly, there's always a lot of talk about military coups in Thailand. They've had dozens of coups in the past, and that certainly seems to be one way that they resolve things in this country. At the moment, we're not hearing that that's going to be the case, but whether a military coup would allow the protesters to disperse or not is another thing altogether. They might not accept that as a solution and in fact want to stay here, and in that case we could see full-scale fighting break out.
All right, Ella, thank you. We will, of course, keep you up to date with all the latest on this story as it unfolds here on Al Jazeera.